I just thought it'd be kind of cool for us to do a one-on-one solo DeLulu podcast. So that way you can kind of see into my DeLulu brain and go, oh, interesting. I've never been in here before alone. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast. As you can see, I am sitting in a very different spot today. For those of you that are watching on YouTube, I am in Cosmo's chair today. And for those of you that are listening, you probably didn't know anything is different. But today's episode, we're going to be talking about some different things, and we're just going to have some intimate time. Just you and me. So we're going to get right on into it. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about how to spot a fraudulent account on the social media surfaces, places, and how to avoid it and how to really clock it really fast so you don't fall for any scammers out there. Also, we're going to be revisiting my manifestation board, and I'm going to be telling you about an award that I am up for. So let's get right into the DeLulu! First, let's break down, why am I doing a solo DeLulu episode? Typically, I have either Adam, aka Dizza, or Cosmo sitting in this chair doing the producing for me. And today, just, I have a big trip coming up, and I couldn't sneak Cosmo or Dizza into the chair. So I just thought it'd be kind of cool for us to do a one-on-one solo DeLulu podcast. So that way you can kind of see into my DeLulu brain and go, oh, interesting. I've never been in here before alone. Thoughts. Interesting. Look at them all. And I thought it'd be really fun to just like ride the River Rapids a little bit with me. And for me, just to kind of pour out some of my thoughts, especially on the manifestation, because typically I have a guest on and they get to talk about manifestation. But I have like a cool visual that for those of you on YouTube will really enjoy. And for those of you that are listening, you'll still enjoy as well. Also, speaking of those of you that are listening, I did a little bit of some research the other day, and I noticed that there are a lot of you on Apple Podcasts that listen to us every single week, every Monday, rain or shine. You're listening to us on your commute to work, or as you're working out at the gym, or just in the background, and I am so, so grateful to the listeners. I feel like you don't get as much props and praise as you should be getting, so I just wanted to take a second to anyone and everyone who is listening to us and is really just giving us their time, giving us their space and their energy. Thank you so much. Like, it means so much to me that this podcast has grown so much. So I really appreciate you listening. And of course, I appreciate the watchers, but they get their time all the time. We're always complimenting them and we're always yapping at them. So thank you for listening to those of you who only choose to listen. I appreciate you very much. Now, I want to take a second to talk about the manifestation board that I have. So I'm going to bend over and kind of grab her here. Hang on. Do, 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 do. Manifestation board. So if you don't know, I have a YouTube channel. Oh, I hit myself in the head with it. Is that good luck? I have a YouTube channel called Dare Wears where I actually showed you how to make your very own vision board. And it was a really fun video for me to make because I've never actually made it before. I just kind of like did it in my brain. And this year I was like, you know what? We're going to do it not in my brain. I want people to see it. I want people to just have an idea of what's going on in my head and just like see it with their eyeballs on YouTube. So for those of you that are listening, I just pulled out my vision board and I have it propped behind my back and it actually makes like a very nice backdrop. But I wanted to revisit it because there's actually some manifestations on here that are coming true that I wanted to talk about. So first of all, I have somewhere on here. Where is she? I have on here some little trophies. I think it's on this side. So just some little pictures of trophies on my vision board. And I wrote that I wanted to be awarded for my work in some way. Now, when it comes to manifestation boards or vision boards in general, a lot of times you'll put pretty vague things on there, like things that aren't like crystal clear, like I want 1 million subscribers. And this year I felt really silly putting that I wanted to like win awards for my accomplishments. I felt really silly. I was like, I don't know why I'm doing this. Like, I don't need awards. I don't need accolades. But sure enough, I am actually nominated for Content Creator of the Year 2025 for the category of Digital Deviance with the Fanny Awards. So if you don't know, Exotica does an award ceremony annually, And only the top of the top creators get to be nominated, and only the tippy tippy top get to win an award. And you can actually help me win this award. So if you go on my Instagram stories for the listeners, or for anybody who's watching, I usually have it posted every single day. It'll say like, did you vote for me, or go vote for me? And then I'll link the Fanny's website, and it should just be like the www.fannyswebsite.com/digitaldeviant content creator of the year. And when you press that little button, it should appear the lovely ladies that are in the same category as me, and you get to vote for who you think should be content creator of the year. I did get some tea that we are doing good. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means we're in first or we're in last. So yeah, please be sure to go vote, because it would be really cool to have an award that says I was content creator of the year. So please take some time out of your day. Go vote for me. You can vote every 24 hours per email. So that means if you have 16 emails or 17 or 18, you can plug that in every 24 hours, all 16 of them, and it counts as 16 individual votes. So please go vote for me. I would greatly appreciate it. It just would be such an honor. And even to be nominated is such an honor. We also, I found out after you go and vote and go do those things, our YouTube channel, Dare Wears, which is, you know, my sister channel, is also honored for another award ceremony called the Webbies. Now, if you don't know what the Webbies are, it is an amalgamation of like social media content creators and celebrities, and people from like all walks of life can be nominated for a Webby Award. And my YouTube channel got nominated for fashion and beauty. So congratulations to everybody who watches my YouTube channel for fashion and beauty. We unfortunately are not in the voting for it. We got an honorable mention, which in my opinion is still pretty cool, because they're going to ship me a certificate that says Dare Wears Fashion Beauty Honorable Mention Webby Awards. And I am still so blown away by that. So thank you to the Webby Awards. Thank you so much to Exotica for having the Fanny Awards. And for my name to be all over the awards ceremonies is so just, it just goes back to my vision board where I say gratitude is the attitude. And I'm just feeling so grateful, because I used to just make very visual content, visually appealing content, content for the men's or anybody who's attracted to me. And I decided to take this leap, take this chance on making content that was more about myself and more about my interests. And I truly had to dig deep and convince myself that I am an interesting person. I have interesting thoughts, and I'm not just visually appealing. So this is why we're shouting out the listeners at the top of this episode. And it's so cool to see the benefits of that, of believing that I am smart, I am intelligent, I am more than my looks. Because for so long, that's all I was told, is that I wasn't interesting enough, or I didn't, you know, I don't have any unique thoughts, or I'm not a unique individual. And that's not true. We all are unique individuals. Even if we all did the same things, we all do them differently. So thank you all to everybody who nominated me. Thank you to the Webby Awards for the honorable mention, and the Fanny Awards for allowing me to be a part of their show coming up here. Now, I also had on there that I wanted to host some events, or wanted to attend more red carpets in Exotica next week. I will not only be flying to Chicago for C2E2 to debut my brand new comic book cover of me as Vampirella. This will be my second one. I found out also that my Vampirella cover, the first one that I did, which I still haven't really been able to sell online because I'm behind. I'm so falling behind. Please don't be mad at me. But I found out that my first cover was the top number one sold Vampirella comic book cover. It sold out so quickly that they were eager to have me on a second one, and it was the number one best selling Vampirella comic book cover, which is so cool. So again, like another award, another like accolade that it's just, I'm so grateful for it. So thank you to everybody who bought like the pre-sales and like bought it from me and bought it from the individual who's helping me with Dynamite. So thank you all so much for that. But I'm going to Chicago for C2E2 for Friday, because my second comic book cover comes out, which again, I'm so grateful for. But I'm also getting in an Uber as soon as I'm done with that, my like launch cover moment. I'm getting in an Uber, and then I will be at Exotica doing a booth signing for their entire weekend, for one. And then two, I will be hosting an after party Friday evening. But then also I'll be presenting an award for somebody else to win in one of the other categories that I was not nominated in. But then I'm also up for an award with them. Like, just so many great things. And the thing about manifesting and all these wonderful things is you might be rolling your eyes being like, oh my gosh, like, this is so annoying. Like, look at her showing off all these things. You can have anything you want, but you just have to be DeLulu enough to get it, to go for it, to fight for it. So if you're having a moment of imposter syndrome, or if you see something within your reach that you really, really want, whether it's like a job or more money, or there's a car you want, or you just like there's something that you really want, I'm telling you, find a way to see it every single day. Like on my phone, which I don't, it's somewhere hidden. My lock screen is a photo of my vision board so that every day I'm seeing like, right, I do need to finish that project, or right, I do. Like there's a photo of me like right here where it's a poll that I did that says like, would you want to see more makeup tutorials? And everybody primarily voted yes. And now I'm being like awarded. I'm getting an honorable mention for my makeup work and for my fashion and beauty work. So we all feel the imposter syndrome, but you have to embrace the DeLulu. So keep staying DeLulu. Keep studying all, like, anything that you need to study in order to succeed. Like, it'll all pay off because you never know how or when it will all come true, and it will. And another thing I had on my board is that, like, I wanted to be so sought after that I was turning down opportunities. I had to turn down a movie role opportunity today. And I actually was so devastated by having to turn it down because it's from a team that I very much so admire and was really, like, I loved this script. I'm telling you, I loved this script. But I'm actually up right now for another project that would be even bigger and better. And, like, the audition time collided with me being on set for another project, and then also that the time I needed to be on set was actually going to collide with this award ceremony. So unfortunately I had to say no to this movie role, but if they're watching this, just know I'm so grateful for you, and I hope that there's another project that you'll consider me. And it's just, it's exactly like everything that I've wanted, where I've wanted to be sought after, I've wanted to be treated like I'm a talent, I've wanted to be treated like I deserve to be treated. And it's all coming true because of manifestation. So even if you think it's silly or not, make a little tab in your notes and write down your dreams, because you never know, they might just come true. You don't have to make a visual board like I did, but I really like it. It's really cool to see that I'm doing the things. Oh man. So again, go vote for me for Content Creator of the Year. Pretty please. I'd greatly appreciate it. I'll put the link at the bottom of the screen. Or I'll have Chompy do it, because Chompy will be available to help me with that. Thank you, Chompy. I'm trying to do like my evil hands. There we go. Thank you, Chompy. You're the best. But anyways, the next thing we are going to talk about is the importance of recognizing a fraud. It's come to my attention on my Discord server. If you don't know, I have one because I do Twitch stream every Wednesday and Sunday. If you go join the Discord, you'll know what times exactly. And somebody was posting on TikTok, I think it was. They were just in general asking my fans, my community, hey, do you know this like Dare Taylor girl? I have a couple of questions for you. And luckily, enough people spoke up about it in my Discord server that we all were like, alarm bells, delete, block, don't give this person any of your attention, your time, your thoughts, just delete them, block them right now. So I'm going to give you a little summary of how to know if it is a scammer or not. And I do know that there's a couple of people that have been getting text messages claiming that it's my assistant. They're like, hi, I'm Dare Taylor's assistant. I got your phone number because Dare is in trouble. First of all, you would never get a text message if I was in trouble. Like, first and foremost, like that would never, never, ever happen. So whatever you do, do not reply. Do not open the link. It is fake. Two, if they're leading you to a WhatsApp, I do not use WhatsApp. I did like way back in the day, but I do not use WhatsApp at all. ever. And if I did, you would see me talk about it on Instagram. So back to the top of the conversation is that if you are seeing somebody who is asking for personal information on me, or if it's someone like pretending to be me with like different variations of my name. Like I just saw recently on TikTok, somebody scooped up Dare Bear Live, which is so damaging and creepy that people are trying this hard to impersonate me, to scam you. Just ask me on Instagram. Just DM me and be like, hey, Dare Where Taylor 34 sent me a message over here. Is this you? Just DM me. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be me. So, but like, you know, just ask. And if I do create a new account, where I'll put it is if you go on my Instagram highlights, there's a couple of bubbles. One says like, what accounts do I all own and manage and maintain? And it's like a drop down list of all the accounts I own and manage and maintain. So just go check that out. The best, safest spot is to go to my Instagram for right now. It's just go there and be like, hey, because it is verified. It's got that little blue check mark, so you can't get it confused. But please be careful. Please be careful. So many people are getting scammed right now. And in this economy, none of us can afford to be scammed. So just be careful with your time and your energy. Like really, really please, please be careful. So that's all I have for this Delulu today. I know it's just a lot of me giving a life update and yapping at you, but don't unsubscribe and don't go anywhere else because we have a ton of guests coming up. I would absolutely love on the YouTube video of this drop if you could write in the comment section down below, what are your favorite Delulu episodes? Like, do you really enjoy the Am I the A-holes? Are you really drawn to the conspiracy theories? Are you really drawn to like the one true crime episode we did? Do you like the Would You Rather episodes? Like, I am just trying to compile our Rolodex of people and thoughts and ideas that I want to have to keep on this podcast because I'm having so much fun with this. I really enjoy just, you know, putting my friends in like a fun, safe space and just letting them talk about what makes them Delulu. And it's just been so much fun. So I would appreciate any and all feedback. I know we were having audio issues. So for the listeners, if you are a listener and you're kind of like, hey girl, the audio is trash, like please let me know. We've tried adjusting the volume so it's like up a little bit more. Let me know if that worked. I think we got some feedback that it worked. And also don't forget to check out our Patreon. We do have one. And oh, we're monetized now too. So every time you watch us on YouTube, we make a little bit of a monies. We make like a fraction of 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 a penny. So thank you all to those of you that helped us combine the efforts so we could get monetized because it's really cool that we are so lucky that now we get to make money off of your free viewership. I couldn't even say the word, off your free viewership. So thank you so much. And what was the other thing I was saying? Oh no, it's gone. The thought is gone. Oh, Patreon. We still are crowd funding our setup. Like I am trying to save up for a third. One, two, three. We've got four cameras. So I'm trying to save up. Wait, do we have four? No, we have three. I'm trying to save up for a fourth camera. So that way we can have a wide shot. So that way you could see me and the guest like sitting across from each other. So that's what we're going to do. And also the next monetary goal will be to take all of the cords and crap that's on the floor that all our guests trip over. And we're going to put it up on the ceiling. We're going to raise the roof and put it up on the ceiling. So then that way we won't have any more weird buzzing issues or guests stepping on cords because it looks like a disaster on the floor. Like it's fine for me because like I can see it. I can deal with it. But when the guests come in, it's like a little embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like we're working out the kinks. So consider joining the Patreon. We will have better gifties for that $50 tier. It's coming eventually. Eventually, it's going to be like a sticker mail out. So you'll get like a headshot from me every month. And then you'll get like a sheet of stickers or you'll get like a sticker from me. And it'll be really fun and really cool. So not yet, though. Don't get too excited. I know a lot of people have signed up for it and then are like, where's the sticker? It's not there yet. I will let you know when it's ready. I will 100% be like, the sticker's alive because I got a Cricut finally. So woo, it's coming. It's coming. So just hang tight, pretty please. I'm trying my best. To quote the mantra that I've had lately, it's just, I'm just a girl. Like truly, I'm trying to be an actor, a singer, songwriter, a podcaster, a gamer, a cool girl, a sticker maker, an artist, and a cosplayer, and someone who gets sleep, and it's a lot. Okay, it's a lot right now, but it's my own fault. So thank you all so much for watching this DeLulu episode. I feel like right now if I were to pick, oh, we've got our DeLulu up here. If I were to pick our little logo, I had to find it on my board because I have it up here. One of my other manifestation goals while I'm looking at it is to get 5,000 subscribers on YouTube, and we are on the way. So keep doing what you're doing. I feel like right now I am the water in the DeLulu canoe because I'm just like so excited. We are riding this river rapid. We are killing it. We are having so much fun here. I have no complaints. My mantra for the year is gratitude is the attitude. And I feel so much gratitude right now. So thank you all again so much. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to join us every single week. Every Monday morning, we will drop an episode for you to consume, to enjoy, to make your week feel less shitty. Can I swear? Yeah. To make your week feel less shitty. Yeah. So thank you all so much for joining us. Don't forget that we also do DeLulu Canoes, a sub-segment of this channel on YouTube every Tuesday at 2 p.m. PST, where JP, John Paul Batista, and I sit down and talk about the local, not really local news, but like celebrity gossip, celebrity tea, because I'm very invested in a lot of it. So be sure to check it out. If you go on the YouTube channel and you click the live button, it will show you all the episodes that we have currently. And yeah, that's all I got for you all. Stay DeLulu, because that is the way that all of your dreams will come true, Lulu. Thank you all so much for joining me this episode. I love you all so much. Goodbye. Stay DeLulu. Wee, wee, woo. Stay DeLulu. Wee.